Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily, boogily, doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man when you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Live from the Jeff Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show on the air. Great to have you along. Been talking to the television audience on Biz Television Network just a moment ago. And, of course, we just picked our radio audience on Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iHeart Media, 150 radio stations across the country, as well as American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. We do a special broadcast
for them. Yeah, baby, I'm here with us.
And, we're on The Voice. So American Forces Network has got a couple different channels. We're on The Voice.
I thought that was
we're one of very
show.
Few business shows right, on right. American Forces Radio Network. So
wasn't The Voice the ladies, all the ladies sitting around, or is that the table or the?
Oh yeah, no.
The gout.
That's the that's the View.
Oh, that's right.
I think. Oh, you're thinking about the TV show The Voice?
Nah, I don't know.
No, we're on the channel The Voice over there. So yeah, God bless our military men and women serving our country overseas and underway. We talked to Steve Wiseman today, and he was saying there was a big scam. Against military people on the USAA, you know, the folks that insure the military and their families and veterans. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P all tanking today. Let's take a look at the chart of the Dow before we get started today. Dow Jones down 140 points today. Yeah. So wasn't looking so hot today for the Dow. We are down a full percentage point almost. Now we're down, sort of trending down every every couple of days here. Seems like we're drifting lower into that 50-day moving average. We're still above the 50-day moving average, of course, but we're below the 10-day. But what's interesting is that our radio audience can't see what I'm pointing at here, but our TV audience can see down here at the bottom of the screen, which is a indicator that'll tell you whether a stock or a index is fairly priced.
Overpriced or underpriced or fairly priced?
A little underpriced right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Dow's a little underpriced.
Very little. That's right there in the center of the Meander River there.
It's very little. That's right. Look at the NASDAQ. NASDAQ had a problem today, too. NASDAQ lost 1% today as well. Very similar chart. Isn't that interesting how you see the Dow and the NASDAQ, except for this time the NASDAQ has dropped below the 50-day moving average.
Yeah.
Very much undervalued. Very much underpriced. S&P loses today almost a full percentage point as well at 2,063 and looking a lot like the Dow today. So there you go. What did oil do? Look at USO, the exchange-traded fund for oil. It's bouncing. See, isn't that interesting? Every time it pulls back, that's called a classic stair step pattern.
That is
an uptrend. That is one of the strongest technical patterns you can see. Mm-hmm. Again, for our radio audience, this is how it works. Let me try to explain this to you. So, if this fund is trading at 10, okay, it went to 10, it pulled back to 950, it went to 980, pulled back to 960. Now it's at 10. Then it went to 11.25, then it pulled back to 10. That's a stair-step pattern up. Every new high, higher than the previous high.
Gotcha.
Every new low, higher than the previous low. And interesting enough, every single time it pulls back, it touches on the 10-day moving average. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
That's
nice.
Where support is.
Well, it gets close.
That's right. Now, we're looking at the same sort of technical pattern we were looking at on the other indices, you will see that we have a overpriced condition.
Yeah, that's too bad. So what they're predicting here by my knowledgeable reading.
Oh, tell us, Rusty.
I think it could go down to the other support levels
that
we just saw last week.
How would that work, Russ, specifically?
Hell, I don't know. I'm just saying that if it's too whatever.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that people are paying too much for it right now.
Yes, they are. Okay, yeah. Good. Well done.
Okay.
All right. 20 years of the program.
Yeah.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah, because this thing down...
Where I feel
it?
Good about
this
that.
Thing down here is saying, you're paying too much. And this
too
thing up here is saying, hey, man, I might come back down a little so that this thing will go back to the middle of the river.
All right. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
So I'm saying tomorrow...
The river's stochastic.
Yeah, it's going to be down
I
lower.
I see. All right. We'll see what happens.
I don't know.
Hey,
Nobody does.
Stuart Tomk is joining us. He is the VP of Human Nutrition at a company called CV Sciences, formerly called Canavest.
Mm-hmm.
They are publicly traded under the symbol CANV, and they have a website, pluscbdoil.com, and he joins us here via Skype. Stuart, how are you, sir? Nice to talk to you.
I'm wonderful, Sully. Thank you for having me on your show.
So,
Canavest, it's not an article of clothing, by the way, but hemp. Clothing is very popular.
And Russ and showed was. Me an showed me a video earlier on the commercial break of the Ford hemp car.
That's right.
That they made. How long ago was that?
That was in 1941. Yeah. It was hemp. It was a plastic kind of a weird combo. It didn't take off, of course. But then hemp got dissed a little bit back about that time, so people laid off. But now it's back in full bloom, if you will. The cannabis plant is producing so many, many miracles inside of it. And now I think that it's legitimate to look into it. A lot of very reputable doctors and researchers are looking at it very closely and finding miracles. I'm telling you, I'm loving this stuff.
Well, here's the skinny. If you sort of think about in terms of what's gone on in this space, you're now seeing medical marijuana and CBD be the number two investment vertical. And that was seen in the Wall Street Journal as well as Fast Company magazine. Meaning that these are the companies to watch, people in cybersecurity and people in medical
right.
marijuana and CBD.
Yeah.
Tell us, Stuart, about this company, CV Sciences, formerly called Canavest. What do you guys do, first of all?
Well, we've got two separate divisions. We're pursuing an FDA indication with synthetic cannabinoids, a synthetic CBD. But then we have our consumer product division. I have great history in the natural product space. And we have the widest distribution on store shelves right now of any CBD or hemp manufacturer that there is. We've got more product on the shelf for CBD than any company in the market.
And what type of shelves? What types of stores are those products showing up in?
Independent health food stores, Rush. That's where it's starting. The bigger chains, as you're probably well aware, they've got to deal with some legal issues and getting more comfortable with this. Yeah. But the groundswell of people that buy ashwagandha or echinacea, or they're buying fish oil or probiotics, those people are very open to herbal medicine. They're loving hemp-derived CBD, and we're selling it very well. If you've looked at our numbers, you can tell we're doing very well.
And so let's talk a little bit about the products. Tell me, give us an example of a couple of products that folks may not be familiar with. Russ knows this stuff like the back of his hand, but let's say my parents, 60 or 70 or 80-year-old people walk in there, and there's some benefit there. What do they need to know about the products, and what do those products do?
Okay, so for somebody who's elderly, if you look in that screen, you're looking at that screenshot, right in the middle, you see a little pump spray.
Sure.
That's a plus CBD oil. We're selling 100 milligrams of CBD for $18.95. I'm sure Russ can tell you, no one else can do that right
no.
now.
What does that do, though? Tell us, what does that do for us? What is a CBD oil or pump spray? Tell us what that's going to – is that going to make my arthritis go away? Is that going to make me sleep
no.
better? What is that going to do for us?
Well, there's no approved structure function claims yet, so let's be clear on that. The endocannabinoid system regulates how we eat, how we sleep, how we protect, and how we forget.
Okay.
So the idea with these hemp extracts, again, high CBD, low THC, like Russ was saying – when we spoke earlier, very low THC in there. These products help with nervous system health, balancing heart rate variability. Cardiometabolic benefits are very important with cannabinoids, especially CBD.
Mm-hmm.
As an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, yeah.
Cannabinoids are the most powerful anti-inflammatories we've seen. So this is a way to get whole plant nutrition.
Let me sleep in a bucket of anti-inflammatory.
You'd love it.
Like, let's make a waterbed out of it.
I tell you, I've got a roll-on that delivers the oil right to the pain. Guitar fingers. You got those?
I don't have
your
guitar.
Bad knee?
I don't have knees anymore. I showed Russ a picture of my knees today.
Oh,
like
God.
The bones in my knees?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they make sound now when I walk. I'm getting a full knee replacement in October.
Yeah.
You have that week off. In fact, I should probably align it with when you're out of town.
That'd be a good idea.
On the import-export excursion you're going down to Columbia.
Yeah, you got
to
do your research around here.
There you go. His name is Stuart Tomk. He is the VP of Human Nutrition at CV Sciences. CV Sciences, formerly called, by the way, Canavest, and they've got a stock symbol CANV. Can I ask you what the adoption rate now versus when you got in this business? You've been in this business for 20 years, man.
Yeah.
And let's face it, things are better now than they were, correct?
Correct. I used to work in a health food store when I was a teenager. I built North American Urban Spice, the oil of oregano company, and I was with Nordic Naturals for 10 years directing their education, the number one fish oil in the natural product channel. Wow. Things have changed. People are open. They're open to this conversation. I do trainings in health food stores all day long. I'm coming to you from Indianapolis. When we're done, I'm going to give a big consumer event at Georgetown Market here in Indianapolis. People are starving to learn, and they're open to the conversation. The adoption rate is very fast. People love the concept. Mm-hmm. They're open to it, both baby boomers and millennials.
You know, the thing I have to ask is you know, obviously, you know, as an investor, not as a customer, but as an investor, it's a really great space to look at. And by the way, I want to, full disclosure, I don't own this stock yet, and I certainly have drilled down. I know a lot about the company. Otherwise, of course, Stuart wouldn't be on the air. But
yeah.
here's my question. When we come back from the break, and Stuart, I'll let you answer it after the break. I'll let you a chance to think about it. What do you say to those folks that are just heels in the sand, saying that holistic medicine is a bunch of kumbaya? And how do you get past that? Because obviously you're sort of midstream between the people that think that way, and then there's the FDA. So there's a little bridge to gap there. When we come back from the break, Stuart Tom's going to answer that question. He's going to tell us a little bit more about the hemp-derived CBD.
You've already got it in your body. He was talking about that. Your endocannabinoids, your body already produces, has receptors to pick all this up.
It rolls off the tongue for you,
doesn't
it?
I love this stuff.
What is it called? Receptocannabinoid? What is that?
Endocannabinoids.
Cannabinoid receptor.
Your body already makes. You've got receptors ready to...
It sounds like a Star Wars character.
It is.
Endocannabinoid receptor.
Yeah. It's got big lungs.
Yeah, it does. Really good. All right. Thank you so much. Stuart's coming back in a minute. Stuart Tom. If you want some more information, you can go to pluscbdoil.com. Coming up, more of Stuart. He's going to answer my question about how you counter that objection.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The Big Biz Show and our affiliates, our hosts, are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. We also do segments like Small Caps or People Too, Put That in Your Man Purse, and Buy, Sell, or Hold. The Big Biz Show has entered into agreements to provide exposure for most of these companies, and those companies agree to compensate us either in free trading shares, restricted stock, or cash. To avoid all potential conflicts of interest, we do not sell shares into the open market during any company interview or any period thereafter in which the value of those shares might be impacted by our agreement. This means as we release new information about a particular company, either during our broadcast, on our website, or otherwise authored by us, you can be confident that we are not selling shares at the same time. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by going to BigBizShow.com, Small Caps or People 2 segment, or contacting BigBizRadio at Yahoo.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available on the websites of the Securities and Exchange Commission at SEC.gov. Oh, that's a mouthful. Whew. No, not yet. Get over here. You're so Pavlovian. I know. Great to have you along, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. We've been on this air. You know what? So do you realize... I'm going to say, I think it was this month, 19 years ago, we got in the air on radio.
No idea.
Yeah, 19 years ago. 19 years. And we've been on TV for the last 10 of it. Great to have both audiences along, Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeart Media, and all their radio stations across the country. iHeart Radio, the app, Biz TV, as well as American Forces Radio Network. Good to have you along. We have really interesting guests today, Stuart Tomk. And he is a VP of Human Nutrition. I've never even heard that before.
No, no.
It's a fantastic, it's very, very apropos. And the name of the company is CV Sciences. It is a publicly traded company called Canavest. They are not a sponsor of the program. I do not own their stock, but I drilled down and found a little bit about this company. David successfully tracked them down. These guys are so busy, it was even difficult to get them wrangled for a national TV interview. But I'm sure glad they took the time to do it because it's really interesting.
Biggest sector growing in the investment arena.
It is a very big sector. Stuart's here to talk to us sort of about that. Okay, next step. Okay, so we have the recreational marijuana business, which is deriving a buttload of tax money for Colorado and Oregon and Washington State, Washington, D.C., Alaska. Then we have the... Medicinal marijuana, which is driving tax dollars to 27 states now, Pennsylvania being the latest one.
Over half the population now has access to medicinal.
And then there's the cannabinoid therapy. Talk to us about those different marketplaces and which vertical, in your opinion, has the best chance for success, or do they all have a great chance for success?
Yeah.
I think they all have a great chance for success, but the dietary supplement opportunity may outrank the recreational market, and I'll tell you why.
Boy, that's surprising. Wow, I'd love to hear that.
Well, the number of people, and I've spent my entire life in natural product stores, that are buying organic food, that are going non-GMO, that are reading all their labels, that category of person is growing exponentially. So the people that want the anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety, endocannabinoid balancing benefit of cannabis that do not want to be high, that market is infinitely higher.
Right.
We have never found anything this effective for inflammation, pain, and anxiety. It's a juggernaut. It's going to change the way we look at herbal medicine. That market, in my humble opinion, is much bigger than the recreational market long run.
I'm not going to hold you to this, and I know you're part of a public company. I'm just going to ask you, do you have any idea about how big that market size is? Have you even looked in the holistic side of things, what that number looks like in the U.S. and internationally?
Well, the natural product space is worth about $45 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, you've got worldwide, there's huge opportunity in this. And it's hard to really calculate because the number of people that are not vitamin takers, that were, say, baby boomers, that are open to the idea of hemp as a vitamin makes perfect sense to them.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can even begin to get our hands around how enormous this market really is.
So what's interesting, though, is, you know, and as a hedge fund guy, I can tell you this is what VCs and hedge funds look at when they're going to invest in something.
Oh, yeah.
They look at the size of the market first.
Right.
And then they take that $45 billion and they multiply it by 0.001, okay, which is a tenth of a percent.
Okay.
And that number, if that is a big-ass number, industry term.
Right. It's technical. Yeah.
Technical industry term. Imagine capturing that little piece. That's a $50 million company.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that
I am.
And that's what's. And by the way, I'm not here to say that cannabis is a $50 million company. I'm saying the industry wide, if you can find something proprietary, something bigger, better, faster, stronger, cheaper,
yeah,
and you can capture it inside of that market, that net is so large. That is one of the things they look at. Of course, they look at the management team. They look at the proprietary advantage and a number of other things.
And I think people, once they realize they're not going to get the head high, the THC high, the psychotropic or whatever they want to call it, it's a body high, and it really is a better way to go. You know, in most states, I believe states that have medicinal marijuana, the opioid deaths or injuries have dropped like 25%.
So here's my question. So that was a question I asked Stuart before we went to the break. How do you counter that objection for those heel in the sand folks? You know, because look at it, and as I'm convinced, and I'm not a marijuana user, never have been. I'm not really a holistic guy at all.
Not one of us is what I like.
I'm not
to say.
I'm not in the club yet, but I have my application in.
There we go. Yeah,
Stuart, I have to ask you, how do you counter those objections for those people that are so dyed to the wool in Western medicine? I mean, is there sufficient data? I know there is in your mind, but there's sufficient data to kind of move the needle on someone like that.
Well, let's just deal with their micro communities, and we don't need to try to sell everybody anymore. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
there are enough people to believe what we believe.
That's a great
but
point.
In terms of the data, we only have one randomized control trial ever done on CBD. Now, if you put that together, GW just released those results. We have 2,500 RCTs, randomized control trials, for omega-3. And I helped build Nordic Naturals from $50 million a year to $250 million a year. With education and science and knowing the market. A lot of people in the cannabis space, they think they're going to sell in the health food store market. They're in big trouble because they don't know that market. We sold $12 million last year worth of CBD.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of penny stocks that have sold $12 million worth of product? That's
I know a lot that have sold
concept?
$12 million worth of stock, unfortunately.
Yeah.
On our revenue.
I know. I'm just teasing. Hey, listen, so... before I let you out of here today, do I have enough time here? Let me see what time is
it. What do we got here?
Oh, I got a minute. Dang it. I'm gonna him back. I was going to ask him about that. I don't have time. We're out of time.
I know. There's a million questions.
You know what? I'm going to ask. Can you stay one more segment for me, pal?
Yes.
I've totally ripped off your time today.
There we go. And he's got a vote today. He's in Indiana, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that the place where
that's
the big...
Yeah. All right, stay right there. I'm going to keep him for another few minutes here because I have a question for him that I think needs to be answered because there's a difference between hemp and medicinal marijuana. And I think
people...
Well, I know so. I hear, and I don't know what the difference is. I think people need to hear what that difference is. We're gonna figure that out. out. All right.
The history of the word marijuana.
Also, when did you
find
see
out
that gold hit a 15-month high yesterday?
Speaking of highs, hey, everybody, we're on a roll.
Which explains the butter on my head. Hey, thank you. Trent D'Ambrosio is going to join us, our precious metals expert.
Uh-huh.
He'll be with us after we talk to Stuart in just a minute. Stand by. It is the Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air. Stand by.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Live from the Jeff Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Great to have you along. 70 million TV homes strong, 150 radio stations, and 175 countries and all the ships at sea. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your
bam, rock
for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. Nice. Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor.
Dude, that was fun.
Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants. Outback Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Carrabba's Italian Grill, and the rest of them. Formerly Tax Resolution Services, now called Tax Defense Partners, 866-TAX-DEFENSE. Tax debt negotiation and resolution. When you have tax troubles, you want Tax Defense Partners on your side.
No kidding.
And their sister company, Tax Audit Defense, eliminating worry over an IRS audit of your business or personal taxes. Origin Clear, breakthrough water cleanup technology. Fantastic. As well as United Cannabis Corporation, the Act Now Advanced Cannabinoid Therapy Guide. They're actually a sponsor of the program. We should talk to them sometime soon.
Sometime.
Price Patrol. Get Price Patrol, the privately held company who's got a really great app you ought to try today.
It's like a weed map for everything else.
That's exactly right. So I'll tell you, speaking of the weed, weed map's a website that Russ frequents.
Let you know what's available because you want fresh. You want a hemp product or a marijuana product, cannabis product that you can that has some consistency, and that's the key again with companies that are breaking it all down, mixing it all together. So the cookie you get in Dallas or Denver is going to be the same you get in Seattle or Portland. Am I right?
So here's the skinny. Yeah. Let me just tell you this. when did you ever think that a national television show would have a cannabinoid sponsor, sponsor, right? Now, when did you ever think that the Wall Street Journal would write an article about this space, right?
Nice.
Exactly right. His name is Stuart Tomke. He is with Canavest, now called CV Sciences, and their stock symbol CANV. I do not own this stock. They are not a sponsor of the program, but we have kept him here far too long for his liking, but we like it, so we're going to keep him anyway. I'm going to ask him one last question before I get out of here. Actually, I'm going to ask him two. Let me stick with this, Stuart. The hemp-derived CBD, is that a new space? Is that something we need to be paying attention to as investors?
Oh, we absolutely do, because of the biomass. We're growing 3,000 acres of hemp. I'm selling 100 milligrams of CBD for $18.95 retail. That means it's $11.40 wholesale. We're bringing product to market at the best price. No one in the world can do that right now. We better pay attention. Investors better pay attention to that.
So at the end of the day, why is it because of the promise of health benefits? Why is it so popular, just in a nutshell?
Because it talks to a system that was discovered in 1992 that's your master control system to keep you in balance. You don't find CBD in any other plant in nature in measurable amounts. Nope. A system we didn't know about and a tool chest we didn't even know existed. That's why it's so exciting.
There you go.
And was I right in that whole thing about your body already has cannabinoids being produced, the receptors and all that stuff?
That's correct. However, endocannabinoids, Russ, are structurally much different than phytocannabinoids. Wow. So that's really where people can push forward and learn the interplay between the plant cannabinoids and the endogenous receptor sites in the body. Maybe next time we can do a big science geek out for a
while. Oh, good. Yeah, there'll be PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah, science geek out between Stuart and Rusty. I'm going to take a break that day.
That's fun.
I will be gone that day.
So much to learn. I'm telling you, man, the more I dig into it, the more I learn.
Yeah, good stuff. Tour Tom. Stuart, thanks so much. I appreciate your time today. And pluscbdoil.com.
You'll be glad you did.
There you go. It's right there on the website. So fantastic.
A number of the products can be shipped to you direct. Don't worry about it. It's not illegal if it's illegal.
Yes.
You know,
well,
like
that's right.
In your state, if you want to ship to you.
How do they do that?
Well, it stays under the federal law of the amount of THC. That's the, again, that's the psycho pirate that goes into your head. Psychotropic element. So that's the giggly side of marijuana. The THC levels are low enough. The CBD will affect your body, gabbity guts. Mm-hmm. Again, so much. And that's why you want to get your license if you can, and go to a professional so you can say, look, I got some, my fingers hurt and I want to go to sleep better. Well, here, try some Girl Scout cookie oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll dial it in for you.
Hey, gold yesterday we reported at a 15-month high.
Nice high.
Across over 1,300 for the first time since February of last year. And, of course, we saw today gold take just a click of a pullback. But what's interesting is gold is up 20% for the year. It is just crushing the regular markets, the other indices, as well as any other asset class. Our expert on gold and precious metals, Trent D'Ambrosio, is the founder and CFO of Inception Mining. Their stock symbol, IMII, InceptionMining.com. Is he with us yet, or is he coming later? He's coming on right now. Okay,
here we go.
So we're going to get him in a second here. But I want to talk about gold has outperformed this bull market. Think about that. Gold has outperformed the bull market.
Leading it.
Well, just left it in the dust. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And if you sort of think in terms of what has been done in the gold market, you saw a depressed value. But take a look at GLD. GLD is the gold exchange-traded fund that sort of represents sort of how gold is doing. And if you look at that, you'll see that not only are we not overbought,
wow.
We're still trending up. Look at how much we consolidated there for all those months. So we had a big spike in gold. We consolidated, and now we're spiking up again. And what's interesting, gold typically has an inverse relationship with the rest of the stock market. And what has happened, and that's exactly what happened up until March. What has happened recently, though, it's going lockstep. So it's turning into a darling in the investment community. So
hello, darling.
Do we have Trent yet? There we go. We got Trent. Trent D'Ambrosio, president and founder and CFO of Inception Mining. Trent, 15-year high for gold. You guys got to be happy. Or 15-month high for gold yesterday. You got to be a happy guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When we saw that thing cross 1,300 an ounce, we were just elated. That's some real serious resistance that's getting broken down there, and it bounced above it twice 2 days consecutively. So that's great.
I don't think that people realize either, Trent, that the way that gold works is the same way that a stock works. There's resistance levels and there's support levels, just like a regular stock.
Sure.
So you're right. That thing was stuck on stupid for over a year, and now you got past that. Now the question is do you think that gold can sustain? I mean, you're the expert in the business, and obviously we'll talk about your company in just a minute. But as the markets go, do you think that we can sustain that price?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at a couple key indicators, China's appetite for metals has just exploded as of late. If you go in and look at some of the statistical data, the Chinese are back in the metals market across the board. So that is very positive. And then secondarily, I heard you mention some of the gold ETFs.
Yeah.
If you look at the gold asset flow in the top ETFs over the past month, it's the highest it's been since 2011. I mean,
wow.
The amount of gold, physical gold being taken in is it's monumental.
You know, you mentioned, when we started talking to you again on the air a few months back, one of the things you said was that the portfolios now have room again for gold. Now, at that time, they were sniffing around. Do you think that's happened? Because obviously there's been an appetite. It's the darling right now, as you can see.
Well, absolutely. $7 billion went into gold ETFs over the past 30, 60 days. Yeah, that's a huge change.
Yeah, I would say that's a change.
We'll just keep going. You know, I'm very excited. Our production's going up. Prices are going up. So things are great for us.
All right. So since we have a captive audience here in studio, I want to talk about your company specifically, Inception Mining. Again, Trent D'Ambrosio is the CFO and one of the founders of Inception Mining. And you can see the website there for our TV audience, for our radio audience. That website is InceptionMining.com. A lot of new stuff on the website, a lot of terrific resources there. But talk specifically about what you guys do, what makes you kind of bigger, better, faster, stronger than the rest of them.
Well, we are a gold-producing entity. We have a facility in Honduras that actually produces gold, and with gold prices up more than 22% for the year, that's excellent for us. We are an open pit heap leach system. We operate in a very profitable fashion. The mine has been around for a long period of time. We have a low-cost operation, and we're looking for some significant expansion. We do have a development property in Idaho, as well as some very rich targets in Nevada. So, you know, exploration is going to come back into focus now with these higher prices, and I'm sure we'll be able to attract some capital dollars to do that. So, mm-hmm. you know, good time back for us again.
So talk about sort of some of the properties, too, because you guys are criteria specific to a couple geographic regions. Will you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we do operate in Central America currently. We do operate in North America. We are in a very friendly mining district in Idaho. That's a tight vein quartz ore system there. That property's developed. We should be able to get into production in third quarter of this year. We've done some bulk sampling up there. And more so, we are in the areas of Nevada. We have 12 prospects there that are in the richest, you know, gold regions of the world, and so two of them are very mature, so things look very optimistic there. And we also have some prospects in South America and Peru that we're evaluating as we speak. So different regions of the world, different we remain diverse in that aspect, and you know, very agile from a cost perspective, so we can adjust to fluctuating prices and needs and demands.
Stay right there. Trent, stay right there. I'm gonna keep you over here because I think there's a lot more to talk about with a 15-month high in gold. Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Stand by.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Television nationwide, coast to coast, radio nationwide, coast to coast, plus our friends at American Forces Radio Network. 175 countries and all the ships at sea. God bless our military men and women for serving our country overseas and underway. Good to have you along. We got Trent D'Ambrosio with us on the line to talk to us about this 15-month high in gold. And it almost seems like, you know, Trent's kind of the oracle, because the minute Trent got on the air with us, gold started going up. You know, all this, you know how many guys, gold pundits we've had on over the last 20 years on radio and TV? The only one that's been actually accurate about it, Trent. So.
And they all sent us a little piece of their work.
So, exactly.
A little ink.
So, Trent, my question for you is, what's next for Inception Mining?
Well, you know, so when we talk about, we mentioned it briefly, gold's up 20%+
right.
for the year. When people don't put that into perspective, really, we've added 20%+ revenue and net to our bottom line without an incremental sales cost. I mean, that's what we miss about resource companies. And when we look at when resources spike, when oil prices go up, and why companies become so profitable, you already are producing the commodity to sell, and you're just finding additional revenue dollars. So it is a great model, and boy, you definitely want to take advantage of it and maximize it while those prices are there and while they continue to go up. That's why we'll aggressively expand our production.
Yeah, good stuff. Last of all, we've seen gold sort of settle into this sort of range here that we're seeing. You know, we're close to the 1300s, between 1000 and 1300. Is there a day, and I know you're a CFO of a public company, but is there a day, because we're seeing this inverse relationship between gold and the stock market, is there a day we might see gold or precious metals, you know, increase another 25-30% over our lifetime, or is this kind of where it's going to sit?
No, I don't think that's unheard of at all. I know there's a strong resistance at 1350, so we might see a quick jump right there, in fact. But, look, gold is not we can't go out and frack rock and find more gold right now. So it is kind of a known amount that's out there and how much has been produced, and it is a shrinking or depleting resource. So it only makes sense that prices will increase.
There we go. Trent, thank you so much. Thanks for your generous time today. Trent D'Ambrosio, CFO and director.
That's where I'm going to put the bed and breakfast I'm working with him on.
Yeah. Down there. Was that Costa Rica?
Costa Rica. No, it was another one, but yeah, very nice down there. A little tropical island, a little bed and breakfast. Go down to the stream and get some gold.
That's not how it works, though. I think it's probably
you're
very
messing
dirty.
Up my whole B&B thing.
I think it's probably very dirty and ugly type thing. I'm assuming that it's, you know, I'm assuming that it's not a fun business on that side of it.
Okay,
I think the fun side of it's probably selling the stuff. A little bit of news before we get out.
News
of here.
Time.
I got lots of news. If you want to listen to it,
it's news to me.
Yeah. Thank you, boy. So Julia Roberts, the actress.
Oh, she's weird.
There's a movie called Mother's Day.
Okay.
She did 4 days worth of work on the movie Mother's Day. Guess how much they paid her?
4 days of work. She got $3 million.
$4 million.
Dang.
Yes.
That's a little low.
Oh, wait a minute. You're right. $3 million. I misread that.
What?
Four days. $3 million. Russ nails it.
Yeah, that's, see.
$750,000 per day. Could you imagine?
We're in the same union.
Set a record for actress salaries.
Yeah.
When she was paid $20 million for Aaron Brockovich. That still stands today.
That was a good one, yeah. Uh-huh.
That movie made more than $125 million in the U.S. Mother's Day opened this past weekend, made just $8.3 million.
She
took, you know, a third of the deal. You know? How much that
money? Look at her. She looks good there.
She is very cute.
Yeah, when she turns, she's got a big old hook nose or something, doesn't
she? I don't think so.
She
does.
I never really got off on her.
She was also in the 2010 flick Valentine's Day, another romantic comedy. With an ensemble cast, multiple storylines. It was even directed by the same Gary Marshall. $3 million for that one. And she was on screen for all of 6 minutes. That girl's got some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she's single. Is she single? No? Who's she married?
Cameraman. That's a good idea.
Oh.
Never shoot me from the head down. All right, fine. Marry me.
Fine. Marry me. I won't do it. Otherwise,
I'll make you look good for 6 minutes. That's all I got. I bet as her life goes on, yeah, she looks like it. If her life goes on, she'll be like 4 minutes, 3 minutes, a minute. Cameraman.
A minute.
There's not enough cheesecloth to put over the lens at 80.
I talked about a story before about when you have to walk through first class, you're twice as likely to have air rage.
That's a great story.
There's more to this story. So here's how it goes. Air rage, just like road rage.
Yeah.
And it's not just because you hate flying. So researchers in the University of Toronto have found out why. It's not because we hate flying. It's because you got to walk past the smug people in first class. Now, you think that's funny, but there's research behind it. You didn't always have to. Because at some point, first class was boarded last.
Yeah.
When they used to do that back in the day.
That might be a way to go. Why am I sitting on this crowded seat so early?
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
Because you have so many miles. I use miles.
I go first class.
I don't ever. Do you go first class, really? Do you pay for it? Oh, you get miles?
Sometimes. I get miles,
you
or I have a client. I request.
Who are you, and what did you do to Rusty?
Nina Nails? Did that to me.
Oh,
yeah. My girlfriend. She's always first class all the way. Well, she's got the, you know, the
she
the
drops
miles.
You, I am so on that, like a hobo in a hot pocket.
That's going to happen.
She boot kicks you out of it.
But, yeah, I feel guilty, though, when people do walk by, and I'm sitting there with, like, a screwdriver and my headphones
glass
on.
Glass of champagne and a full ice cream sundae.
Sorry. Cute chicken. Sorry. Because that backside now, there we go. Here,
That's Russ to the right there.
Good Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
The lady in back, that's from the airplane.
Who's the guy
movie,
with a wandering
saying.
Eye up front there? That's got to be from a movie.
It looks like a flick, yeah. Wow.
So here's the deal. So when you do have to walk past them, it make you crazy. People are twice as likely to have air rage if they have to walk through first class.
I get hate looks, man. Seats. I tell you, I get hate stares looking at me sometimes. I try not to get
it's all. It's really awkward.
It
I like
is.
To show up late. I check in and show up at the last deal. And I kind of walk in the back like I'm using the bathroom. Then I take a big loop out front.
Then you're sitting there with your warm towel.
I have like a little sign that says, I used miles. So they don't think that, you know.
I'm just as big a scumbag as you are.
I got chickens in the back.
My chickens are in B38.
Psychology tells us that when people feel a sense of deprivation and inequality, they're more likely to act out. And boarding through first class doesn't just make poor people crazy. It also makes the first class people crazy.
Yeah, why do you think Hillary has a chance?
They're 12 times more likely to have air rage incident if all the economy people have to walk past them.
Yeah,
it's a very nerve-wracking experience.
I know, it's funny.
So, what does that teach you?
I'm going to videotape it next time because I'll be flying.
As you're going by?
I'm flying to Cabo first class.
First time, will you do a commentary?
Hey, I got tequila.
Just put this thing
look at
in,
this.
Put this thing in here so they're not going to see you.
Shots of tequila.
That'll be great. All right, perfect.
Cool.
All right, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah. Chris Janik is our director. Michael Murphy, our assistant director. Curtis Matovitz, supervising producer of the supervising director.
David Kamatoy is our producer.
He's good.
And I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails, his website. RussIsFunny.com because...
LiveHighLive.com is still there available, too.
See you tomorrow.
I'll go outside. Where's my daughter?
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.